And then came a mate even deeper. Further back in the field, Delphi approaching the turn. And then came Angel of Truth and well back Realm of Flowers. In the straight, no effort at the 300 metres lead. Charlie Rose can't get a run at the moment. Mirage Dancer, Nonconformist presenting, and they were followed by Delphi. No effort at the 200. Nonconformist chasing. Charlie Rose back to the inside and Delphi running on at the 100. Nonconformist leading. Delphi driving. Nonconformist to neck Delphi. Nonconformist, hold on. Nonconformist beat Delphi, photo third, Charlie Rose.
Back from Wait for Age, a guaranteed ticket into the Caulfield Cup on offer, and Jordan Childs was able to get Nonconformist over the line. No doubt a very happy Graham Begg was there to see the photo go the right way. Good morning, Graham.
Yeah, g'day, Warren.
How did you feel watching the race, in particular the closing stages?
Well, watching the race, during the running of the race, I thought, geez, he's in the perfect position, and it was great to see Geordie held his nerve when Grand Promenade sort of came up around him sort of at the just after half mile and tried to flush him out, but he stuck to his guns and held the horse together and waited till he got balanced up and let him go through his gears.
Racing's littered with good teams over the years, and yourself and Geordie Childs just seem to very much be on the same wavelength. Must be great to have someone in your team who you know that has a very similar mindset to you.
Yeah, that's correct. You know, he's done a great job. It's been very hard of late, getting back into the groove of things after having fourth rail. So it was good that he was able to get the job done and do it with perfection.
You wear your heart on your sleeve as a trainer, and there was some relief and joy and genuine emotion after the race yesterday. Take us through the background with Nonconformist and what it's taken to get him to where he was yesterday.
Yeah, well, it's been 11 months since he won. He hadn't won a race since the Coogee Handicap, and hasn't had a lot of luck in a lot of his races, poor draws and things going against him. So, look, it was a big relief to get him back on track. This was the race we sort of set him for. He ran second in the Mornington Cup, qualified for the Caulfield Cup, and ran second to Mount Popper, who's a very good horse. And, you know, we thought, well, right up, we've got one more chance to be able to do this, and naturalism seems to be the race, and let's set him up for it.
He's in the race now with a lightweight. What's the path to the Caulfield Cup from here?
I'd say probably at this stage he'd more than likely run in the Caulfield Stakes 7 days prior and, you know, and give him a nice run the week before instead of galloping him. That can be like his you know, main gallop for the week after.
Jordan Childs has played his role in getting him in the field, but that weight's probably going to be restrictive for Geordie. Have you thought about a rider yet?
Oh, look, we're going to discuss it today with the owners. A couple of them have got different ideas, so we'll have to chew it over in the next few days and make some sort of decision.
What did you make of Romance's run in the Rupert Clark yesterday?
Yeah, he came out and he sort of just sort of fair and got back in a very awkward position, back on the inside of runners, and couldn't really improve his position too much, and up the straight he didn't really get much of a crack at them, so he'd come through the run very, very well, and more than likely he'll run up back up next week in the Sandown Stakes.
We had Dosh first up at Flemington down the straight in the Cup d'Antibes. She shows her usual dash there. How'd she come through that?
Yeah, great style. Really, really thrilled the way she come through that race. And yeah, she had a pretty good blow after it, so she's taken good benefit from the run. So, yeah, onwards and upwards.
Where do you target her? Obviously, she's already a valuable mare down the track. What's on the program for her?
Yeah, we're going to run her in the Scalacci in a couple of weeks' time at Caulfield. We just feel getting in a race with 51 kilos on her back, home track, and she's won at the track, that she'd be very competitive in.
How'd Butter Chicken come through the first up run, the Let's Elope, the same day?
Yeah, really well. She didn't have much luck in that race either. She sort of got back inside with runners. She drew gate three, and it was a very messy race pace-wise. And Flemington, as you always, 1400s. Sometimes there's plenty of unlucky stories come out of those 1400s at Flemington, and she was one of them last week. But she's come through it really well, and hopefully she'll head to the Stock Stakes next Friday night.
Anything else in terms of Spring Armoury that could be flying under the radar, Graham?
No, I think that's about it.
Congratulations yesterday securing that spot in the Caulfield Cup. I'm sure yourself and Sue enjoyed a nice glass of wine last night.
Thanks very much. Thank you.